Welcome back.
What are you doing?
I'm so sorry.
Now, as your penance, you have to do the theme song.
Okay. We are shameful. We are shameful. We are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners. That was insulted?
Yeah.
Was that what you were going for?
It was going to be bad no matter what, so I had to make it funny. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
This is Shame on Me, and shame on me for that intro.
And shame on me for eating potato salad.
Oh, gross. Oh, no, please don't. Okay, I'm so sorry to anyone who's not listening right now.
The whole world.
Okay, we're here.
We've already recorded an episode today.
Yeah. What do we even say to each other?
I still got stuff.
Okay.
And do we think Dredd listened to the last episode?
No.
I agree.
I think Dredd.
I hope they're well.
I did tell Dredd we were going to take her off the credits.
I heard she did
not like that very much at all. She thought she was still a character, even though she's not here.
I need us to, create some kind of prank where we get Dredd talking to a psychologist about their involvement in the podcast.
Okay.
And what they're getting from it.
Okay.
Because I need to know.
Yeah. I think she thinks it's funny.
Really?
Like, not the podcast, the fact that she's, not involved.
I think she just wants the credit.
Yeah, maybe.
Not like, oh, you're doing so good, Dredd, but, something. She likes being the producer.
I just want her to do the social media.
Do you?
Yeah, because then I don't have to do it.
But you're doing so well.
I would note that no one wished me happy birthday on, and I couldn't wish myself happy birthday.
On the social media?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Dredd a happy birthday.
So, I think one of the things that's interesting here is you may be crossing your own boundaries when it comes to Dredd.
Okay. Honestly, it was kind of to guilt Dredd into being more involved. But I don't even think she knows that we wished her happy birthday on the socials.
This is the thing.
I don't think she follows the socials.
Why doesn't she follow the socials?
Literally. That is the question. The one single social that we have. Yeah.
I think we could start putting things on TikTok.
Go for it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Basically,
how to TikTok.
Take your reel and just put it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. The hard part is making the video in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
One day we'll get her on the podcast. We do have an extra mic.
We do. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Should we start off with two truths and a lie?
Yeah.
Do you want to start this time?
Sure. Mine are coming
also
up
eating
on my phone. Okay. The first one is I got 8 injuries from Ultimate Frisbee last week.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny.
Nothing. I think you probably got 6 or something, or 12. Some different kind of number.
I got called a nobody this week.
Okay.
And going back to Ultimate Frisbee, a migraine took me out of the game.
So when did the injuries happen and when did the migraine happen?
During the game.
The same game?
During the game.
Same game?
Yeah. Well, actually, okay, we play 2 games a night. And so the injuries just started piling up.
Okay.
Migraine was second game.
Okay. Someone called you a nobody. I kind of think that happened. They might have been joking about it, but I'm going to say that's true.
Okay.
I'm going to say the injuries is false.
Okay.
I'm going to say you got a certain amount of injuries, but it's not whatever number you said.
Okay.
And then migraine, also false.
Okay. You got 2 right.
Oh, okay.
I did get called a nobody this week.
Okay.
Just a comment on Reddit. Just what the world needs. Another podcast about a dead show from a nobody.
Wait. Okay. What was the?
I was making a comment about Westworld, and I'd really like to make a podcast about Westworld. Okay. As like a little bit of a love letter to it, because a lot of people have interesting takes about Westworld. They're like, the first season was so incredible, and then it went to shit. And I'm like, I don't actually know what.
That's exactly what I've heard.
I don't know what about the later seasons didn't work for them.
Mm.
I kind of feel like people get into the mindset of like, wow, I have no idea what's going to happen next. And I love being surprised and like such an intricate story and mystery box kind of thing. And I feel like they wanted that to keep continuing.
Yes.
When it's less of like
that's flashbacks, not what we're trying to do.
And more going forward.
Okay.
It's like The Last of Us. Have you been watching The Last of Us?
I have. I think we're behind this week. No. We should be good. Yeah, we're caught up. I think we're caught up.
I'm not really enjoying the second season.
Did you know, like, did you play the game or no? So you didn't know what was going to happen in episode two with Joel.
I was pretty sure. I think I knew he died at some point.
Okay.
And, like, the whole...
Spoilers, everyone.
Revenge arc.
Okay.
But I didn't expect it to be an episode two.
Me neither. I was really rattled. I also got spoiled before, so I was pretty pissed.
It's making me feel sick every time I watch
The Last of Us. I really like it. Episode two was really, or three was really slow, but that's kind of their format. Mm-hmm. Like intense episode, slow episode, intense episode. So, and like.
Was episode three slow?
Yeah, that's the one where they start to go to Seattle and they're like deciding if they're going to take revenge.
Oh, right. Because episode two was when all the zombies attacked.
Yeah.
Right.
So episode three was pretty slow. And then episode four kind of popped off again. Episode four was really scary in the train station. Mm-hmm. That was really scary.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't enjoy it.
I'm having a good time.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I haven't really had any zombie apocalypse dreams, which is important.
Have you started watching Criminal Minds Evolution?
No, I don't think I will.
What?
Yeah.
That's your first lie of the day.
I just don't. I stopped watching Criminal Minds.
It's not about whether you start or stop. Like, of course, you always stop watching Criminal Minds because you have nightmares.
But I'm saying, like, I didn't watch, like, the last couple seasons of Criminal Minds is what I'm saying. Okay.
I have no faith that you won't watch Criminal Minds.
I don't know if I will.
What is in that pasta? Is it
mushrooms?
Beef?
Oh,
okay.
And chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, yeah. But, yeah, holy shit. Does that comment have nothing to do with me.
Okay, read it again. I gotta read it again.
Just what the world needs. Another podcast about a dead show from a nobody.
God. They are having some feelings. They are having some big feelings. Right. Okay. Oh, man. That's shit. Good.
And then I did get 8 injuries through Ultimate Frisbee this week. A lot of like scratches and stuff.
8 on the dot. Hey?
I was doing, and I'm counting the migraine as an injury.
Okay.
That's
like questionable, but okay.
Well,
you get to choose.
Honest with my criteria. Yeah. Yeah, like scrapes on both arms. I got like a pretty neat grass burn.
Okay.
On my hip. I was doing some diving and rolling around. It was pretty fun. Then I got a migraine. And you would think a migraine would take me out of an Ultimate Frisbee game. But what actually took me out was somebody threw the Frisbee and I was defending them.
Yeah.
And they smacked me right in the fucking nose.
Oh, no.
And it hurt really bad.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And I didn't even get a nosebleed out of it.
Yeah.
It was just,
or a black eye or something.
Yeah.
That's a waste.
It's tender.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. A couple years ago at my birthday in the park, we were playing Beersby. And my friend whipped the Frisbee straight into my face.
Yeah,
right into the bridge of my nose. It hurt. And he just fucking fires the Frisbee as hard as he can. Because that is the only way it goes straight for him.
He's not here to fuck around.
Yeah. And it hit me right in the nose. It really hurt. And I also didn't get even a black eye for my troubles.
It's crazy.
I was like, what are we doing here?
Like, I wasn't hoping for a broken nose. But
no. God, no. Not a broken nose. But black eye for sure. Careful.
I muted my mic accidentally.
I think you're okay.
I'm just trying to...
I see that.
Well, I'm green. Let me see it.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
What was the other one? I did it.
That was
8 injuries, nobody, and a migraine took me out. Mm. Nice work today.
Thank you.
Second time today.
Second time. Okay. Mine are Stefan wants to move to Mexico. I'm not going to my friend's bachelorette in June. And we're going to a show at Jubilee this summer.
True, true, true.
Yeah. Honestly, I really was like scraping the bottom of the barrel for those ones. Yeah, Stefan last night. Well, so I think like a month ago, right before the market crashed, Stefan was like, we need to get out of Canada. We need to leave.
Yeah, that's what the safest option is.
But that since like has chilled out a little. But then his best friend is moving to Mexico. And then he found out that his other friend is moving to Mexico.
Damn.
So now he's like, we need to move to Mexico.
Nearby?
They're not. No, not close to each other.
Mexico is a big place.
Yeah. So that's, I guess, in the cards for us in the next 5 years.
I believe you.
Honestly, it could happen.
That would be sweet. Probably.
I said that I need to have a baby in Canada. Mm. Like, I need my baby to be Canadian. So
okay.
We'll have to wait a little while until that happens.
Make sure you have it with another Canadian, too.
Yeah, I mean, we ideally stuff
like
in,
if you
so.
Go to Mexico, is it up in the air?
What do you mean?
What?
What are you saying?
Like, are you not, like, if you, what?
I want my baby to be a Canadian citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah, just for ease of life.
Yeah.
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 What are you saying?
Like...
Are you trying to think of a joke right now to make?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to move on. You can come back to it if you think of one.
It's too personal.
Oh, okay. We're going to see Lion King.
Nice.
At Jubilee. I'm really excited.
Wait, have you seen it before
at Jubilee? Yeah, not at Jubilee. We've seen it. Okay. I've seen it on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Mm-hmm. For my 18th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. But nice. It actually was after my 18th birthday, but... What did you just put in my plant?
A feather.
Okay. If the cabbage dies, it's on you. It doesn't look like it's doing so well, so.
It looks like it's doing great.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
The whatever that one is.
I know. He's just hanging great. Out. What? He hasn't died, but he's not thriving.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, this whole thing with my friend's bachelorette. I'm just, it's a frustrating situation.
You're not going?
Well, okay. Do you want to know the whole?
I actually don't remember.
This is a new development. It is true. We were going.
And you're not going now.
Well.
You moved work so that you could go.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm lucky I rapid fired that because I would have said false for that one.
So they said it was a Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, I assumed that meant Friday evening to Sunday. That like festivities would start maybe dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is still like. I mean, it's Jasper, so it's 4.5 hours away. Mm. So it's still like you have to take half a day off.
Yeah.
And then come to find out that, no, it's an all day Friday,
mm-hmm.
all day Saturday, and then like a kind of nothing on Sunday and drive home.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends and I were already really on the fence, the three of us who are like from Calgary, who were going to go. And then Stefan kind of was like, you guys need to go. So like, stop being like this. So then we were like, okay, we're going to go. But my one friend was going to drive up Saturday morning because she couldn't really take time off on Friday. And then she was like, she's not a late night person. So she's like, I'd way rather like not leave town at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. and get there at like, 8:30 or 9. Mm-hmm. I'd rather get up at 6 a.m. and go on Saturday morning. So she was already going to do that. And then my other friend and I were going to go up probably like midday later in the day on Friday.
Yep.
Come to find out like. A good chunk, 50% of the activities are on the Friday. So now both of them are like, we're not going.
Okay.
And now I'm like, I don't know really her other friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bride's other friends.
You don't want these big events to be the first time people are meeting you.
Well, I don't. I've met a couple of them before, but like pretty lightly. Yeah, and I last out of town bachelorette I went to with a bunch of girls that I didn't know.
It was Kelowna,
Was
it Kelowna?
Yeah, it was Kelowna. Yeah. Full on existential crisis. I was like, do I hate women? Like, I was really struggling.
Now you get it.
I... I was like, I hate myself. I hate women. I feel really poorly about myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just... I felt... It was, like, not a... I didn't feel good about myself. And mm-hmm. I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not really how I want to be.
Because...
I don't know. It was just a lot sucked. Of, like...
Because they sucked?
Well, they're just, like... They're all tiny and blonde and tall. Oh. Like, I had some of that going on. Oh, okay. And just, like... They're all very, like... There was a lot of, like, they're doctors. And they're like, oh, our houses and our successful lives. And I was like, oh.
That was before you had a house, wasn't it?
That was before I had a house.
Yeah.
So, there's some... There's just a lot going on for me. It was, like, totally me. They weren't doing anything to make me be... They were all very kind. Like, there was none... It was just a me thing.
Well, yeah. And sometimes the vibes actually don't mesh.
Yeah. Vibes did not mesh.
Because they also didn't want to drink.
They also didn't want to drink, which was really a struggle for me. I was... Yeah, anyways.
I can see where the starting to feel bad about yourself came...
Yeah.
Came out early.
Yeah. And, like, my friend who's, like, I really love her, and she had a good time, so I'm so happy that she had a good time. And really, it's not about me. But I was like...
It's not all about you.
It's not all about me, yeah. So I was fighting some of that with this decision for The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And out of the three of us, I am not...
The most fun.
No. Oh. No, that's not true at all. No, that's definitely not true. My other two friends are very fun.
How much do they drink?
Like, a decent amount. Yeah. We have a good time. Actually, my one friend doesn't drink a lot, but she's a really good time no matter what.
I like that.
But they are closer to the bride than I am.
Okay. Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, she has to invite me. The bride has to invite me, but I'm not.
Because you're a bridesmaid?
No, no. No, we're not close. We're not that close.
Why does she
But
have
just
because,
like,
you?
We're in the same friend group. Oh, we're all okay. in the friend group. And I, like, we're friends, but we're definitely not as close as some of the other girls.
It's one of my nightmares that when I get married, that nobody will come.
That's not going to happen.
To the things.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But this is the thing.
Thank you for validating my fears. Thank you for... That was super cool of you. That was really awesome.
I'm still talking about me, anyways.
No. Okay, we'll talk about you, but I don't want to talk about me.
Okay. Well, this is where I'm struggling. Because I'm like, I don't think she personally will mind that I'm not going. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I'm the make or break. And they're like,
Especially
we'll do something.
You're not the most fun.
Yeah, I'm not the most fun. And she's, my other friends are like, we'll do something really fun for her in town. We'll do like a day bachelorette for her to make up for the fact we're not going.
Yeah.
But what is going on in my head is like, if this was another one of my friends, I would do anything to go.
Yeah.
And so would they. They would like take days off. They would make it work. So I'm like, what kind of message does it send to her that we're not doing that? And that's kind of where I'm struggling with it.
That is an interesting thing.
Yeah. And it's like a me thing. But
well, it's a you thing, but it's also like a values thing.
Yeah.
And then there's the
so I'm like
perspective thing. And
I'm bothered that I'm deciding not to go when I don't really have a good reason, even though I'm the one. Oh, Rue. What are we doing? Hey, Rue. Come here. She's having feelings. Big feelings. Oh, wow. Okay. We got the hackles. No hackles. Oh, maybe a little bit. So this is where I'm like, I know she won't really care that I'm not going. So I'm like, I shouldn't care this much that I'm not going. But A, I don't really have a good reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd kind of have to white lie a little bit. I'd have to say like, oh, I can't take any time off that day. And like, then I wouldn't get there till like 8:30 or 9 at the very earliest. And then it's like I'm missing 50% of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to white lie a little bit. And then it's like.
You should just say you're poor.
Well, it doesn't really cost much because the cabin's free. Like, it's a family.
Oh.
Like, there's that. Like, we'll have to pay to go out and stuff. And we already said we were coming. This is the other thing.
Yeah.
We already said yes. So I got to talk to my one friend today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see her later today. Because really, I'm kind of frustrated that they're not going now. Because, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, maybe my friend doesn't care that much. Like the bride. Maybe she doesn't.
It is like a tricky situation, though, isn't it?
Because I'm like, I don't want her to feel that we don't care about her. Because that's not true.
Well, it's all true.
But our actions are not reflective of our feelings, is what I think.
Yeah.
So, but everyone was already really on the fence about it.
Yeah.
So.
It's tricky.
Well, and most of our friends are from Banff.
Yeah.
So Banff is, so we're not really close with them. So it's kind of like, that's like the two group thing, which is fine. But Banff is 3 hours from Jasper.
Yeah.
And 4.5 hours, very different than 3 hours to drive.
Yeah.
Feels very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
What if you stopped being a punk and you just went?
Well, then there, that's also happening in my brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I'm like, am I the, she doesn't want me there over them. Like, why am I the one that's like, I don't know. And then her sister-in-law, or like who will be her sister-in-law, it was like, oh, we can carpool together, Janet. Mm. And I was like, I would rather drive the 4.5 hours alone than sit in a car with someone I don't know.
Yeah.
And I know her sister-in-law. Like, I grew up with her fiance. Like, that's how I know her.
Okay.
So I've known her sister-in-law for a long time, but not close at all. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds like
4.5 hours is a
literal nightmare.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like you'll do by necessity.
Oh, I don't know if I would though. This
but
is
like,
the thing.
Oh, we, me and some other person from my hometown live like
right.
8 hours away. And so we're going to carpool for
right
Christmas.
Right.
Or something like that. Whereas like, man. I have my own means.
I know. I'm like, I'd rather just drive myself.
Yeah.
And I do not want to drive 4.5 hours by myself. That's
think of how
that's,
much of a, of an audiobook you could listen
it's
to.
It's true.
4.5 hours long.
That's true. I don't think I've ever driven that long by myself before.
Oh.
So.
Punk.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot happening for me.
I did 2,800 kilometers a Christmas or two ago.
I only know hours. Kilometers means nothing.
13 hours each way.
That's a long time by yourself.
Hannah was there.
Okay, but still.
I got there at like 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my goodness.
The when I was going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
that's long. That's long. And in the winter too. So it makes it a little sketchier.
Yep. And I forgot how the time change worked with Saskatchewan.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I was gonna lose another hour going from Saskatchewan to Manitoba.
Right.
No,
and you
I
didn't.
Just, no. But I was like, where did all this time go? Right. Like, I got to my hometown, like, after, like, in the afternoon. I was like, I don't feel like I actually got off that late. But I actually had a surprisingly okay time driving.
I'm glad.
Normally, I would, like, get tired. And
well, that's what I'm worried about, getting sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I get sleepy when I drive.
Yeah. Listening to music makes me sleepy.
It kind of depends. If I listen to music that I can sit, but I have to be in the right mood. This
music's
is the thing.
Tricky. Podcasts, game changer for me.
Audiobooks do help me a lot.
Yeah, and I don't have like any audiobook subscription stuff. So I don't really listen to audiobooks.
The library has audiobooks.
That's true.
You just have to get Libby, I think, is the app.
I have used that before. Yeah.
There you go.
Good reminder.
Listen to Red Rising by Pierce Brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, go back to your thing, your wedding thing that I did not validate.
I forget.
That you're scared no one will show up.
Oh, yeah.
Is that like a legit fear you have?
Not like no one will show up because they like hate me or something, but like there are tons of people who don't go to people's weddings because they have like something
else.
They've got like another wedding that like I'm doing that to one of my friends.
Yeah. For my
like,
wedding.
No, I would never do that. for my cousin's wedding, we talked about
it. Oh, that's right. Okay.
What am I trying to say?
That you're scared people will not prioritize your wedding over.
Yeah. Mm. And like, it's not like I really love the people that I have in my life right now, but like, we're not hanging out all the time.
Right.
I don't think they really know how much they take up in my life or like who they are to me, because I think like everybody has a lot more like closer relationships that they've had for decades at this point, where I'm just like, I've known you for like a few years kind of thing. And it's again, it's not like, oh, I hate you. It's just that, oh yeah, it'll be no big deal if we don't show up, because
you won't, they think that you won't mind.
Yeah. And not that I won't mind, but just like, oh, like there's going to be so many,
right?
Like, yeah, things don't hinge on me.
Interesting.
And then everybody will think that.
Right. I don't know what to say for you. To you. My,
it's nice
I want
to
give
you
solutions.
Nice that you
So I'm stopping myself.
Oh, yeah. No. It's just fear.
I know.
I appreciate that you're on the second go around.
Yeah. I was still focused on me the first time.
Like, on the wedding invitation, do I have to be like, please come? It would mean a lot.
I think you can say that.
Okay.
You can say it would mean a lot to me to have you celebrate with me or something.
Yeah.
A lot to us, assuming you're marrying someone else.
I'll individualize every single invitation.
You could. That would be intense.
Please, Charles.
I need you. For the love of God.
Remember this?
Yeah.
This is a memory.
You could. You can write on the back of each one.
I am putting so... Oh, I finally came off. I am putting so much effort into these invitations so that you know that I'm speaking the truth.
You are important to me.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea.
Is it?
Well, maybe not that specific message.
Yeah, I don't even know what Charles...
Okay, me neither. Yeah, that's fair. That's happened to us a few times for this wedding.
Yeah,
but it's happened for a few people we invited late.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, that makes sense.
Speaking of being invited late, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it just because I don't care.
Okay.
I don't want to. Okay, I've got something to show you.
You already RSVP'd, so it means you can't turn back now.
Also, my brother let us know today he's having another baby.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Does he have two?
One.
One boy? Is this the boy?
All of them are boys.
All of them are boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my sister's kids.
Your sister has two boys.
Three.
Three boys?
Yeah.
I know nothing about you.
You've never been interested.
I knew one of your siblings had more than one boy. I did know that, but I didn't know how many. I thought two. So three.
When did you say about scraping the bottom of the barrel?
Which is the one that said tree for a topic.
That was my sister's kid.
Okay.
One of them.
Okay.
One of the three.
One of the three.
The middle.
Okay.
Sterling.
Five. He's five. Or six.
He is five, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was born March 4th, 2020.
Okay. Five in a little bit.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know what happened around March 2020?
COVID?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 10 days later or something. Yep. Awkward.
GTs. What was I saying?
TikTok. Your brother's
TikTok.
Kid.
TikTok. Brother's
that's
kid.
That's all you had to say about that.
Yeah, I think
that's exciting.
About it. Oh, yeah. One of my sisters, her oldest.
Yeah.
He was like... Yeah, he's going to be, I like referenced the baby as a boy. And
okay.
My dad was like, what if it's a girl? He's like, I have never thought about that. All of my cousins are boys.
Right. It's
and
an option.
All of my brothers are boys. What? So,
cute.
We'll see what happens. Five boys. Crazy.
That's a lot of boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little girl would be cute.
That would be really cute.
Yeah.
And then she'd have all these like cousins and brothers. That would mm-hmm. be so cute. Well, mm-hmm. one brother, but that would be really cute.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe the only boys in the family, though.
Maybe.
You never know.
I wonder what the esoteric meaning of only having boys.
A lot of responsibility.
Are we making the world worse?
A lot of responsibility.
Do you think like if you have a boy...
Freaks me out.
They're gonna be shitty.
Well, this is the thing. I think it freaks me out way more to have a boy than a girl. And my best friend has one of each, and she thinks the opposite. Like it freaks her out more to have a girl because she's like gotta keep her safe in this world. But she also like she thinks about her boy being a boy. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm like, man, the responsibility of having a boy, that freaks me out way more.
But like on the spectrum of not shitty to shitty.
Yeah.
The far end of the shitty spectrum
yeah.
is like really like intentionally hurting people
yeah.
and like like violence and
right.
blah blah blah.
Yes.
But like I think most boys hit most of the spectrum.
Oh, that's rough.
At some point.
Yeah.
Which
that's
is interesting.
Scary.
It is scary.
That's what I mean.
But like what do you do with that? You can't. Can you stop it?
I don't know. No, you can't stop it.
No, I don't think so.
I think having like women and boys' lives is important.
Yeah, role models is important.
For that reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like even, you know, just like, okay, I got to set a great example, a perfect, I got to be a perfect role model for my boy so that he doesn't get into the shitty end of the spectrum.
That's
and then it's like, that's not.
Yeah, that's not good either.
I'm kind of bubble boying.
Ooh, I don't know. Just scary no matter what.
Yeah, I think that really is the whole gist of life.
And yeah.
Jeremy should be listening. He'd learn something.
Yeah.
It's scary no matter what.
Fucking Jeremy. God damn it.
What are you,
he's golfing
right
today
now?
Instead of coming to my birthday.
It would be so freaking funny.
To follow him around on the golf course?
Yeah. Like both of us have our laptops and our microphones.
Just walking around. No, we would golf cart around, I would guess.
I fucked up. One of my truths and lies was going to be about that golf thing. Stranger thing. I was going to make it.
Oh.
So, you know, like I was joking after Jeremy like makes a bad shot. We'd be like, ooh, it's not your best. Hey. Well, at least you'll be able to find it in the rough rather than going in the creek or blah, blah, blah. One time, so back in my hometown, we lived like a couple blocks away from the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And like small town golf courses are so fucking cheap. Mm. Like it was like a couple hundred bucks for a junior membership.
Okay.
For the entire season.
Okay.
So I would go golfing a lot. And I was golfing with my parents one time. And so we got paired up with a stranger. And this guy actually, like, when someone would like not have a great shot, he would be like, is that a truth or a lie?
I think it's true.
No, it was a friend of mine.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. And he's just like some like 16-year-old. I don't know how
old
we
were. It was just
like
a reaction that came out of his
face.
Like
he's a fucking golfer or anything, but just like.
That would be funny. We would get maybe beat with a golf club. Throw it back to Last of Us. Anyways.
That was good.
People get touchy when they're golfing.
Yeah. When I golf, I sing a song from Moana the whole time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a line with this guy. Okay, so it's like, there's a line with this guy. We should see. I'm backswing.
Calls me. Yeah. That's good.
Trying to like keep myself from thinking about anything.
I think that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a TikTok for you.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear your TikTok.
Okay. Oh, shit. Shit.
Oh, no.
Wait, how does this work?
I don't know.
Okay. So this is from a TikTok account called No Filter Philosophy.
Okay.
So I'll try to get you being able to see the...
Okay.
The
should I hold it? Should I watch it and hold it near my mic?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that the way to do
that's
it?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Okay. Is the volume up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeling something isn't a permission slip to emotionally believe on whoever's closest. That's not part, vulnerability. Closer to them.
That's poor containment. Yeah. If you want to stop dumping on people, you need to interrupt your reflex to externalize every internal storm. That means pause, not suppress, not bottle. Pause. So you can
tails
figure out
wagging.
What you're feeling is something to share or just something to sit with. Start with asking yourself, what's my actual need? Not the dramatized version, not the projection, the real thing. Do you need reassurance, validation? Space, a goddamn snack, get clear before you open your mouth. Then ask, is my partner resourced enough to hold this? Not willing. Resourced. There's a difference between someone who wants to be there and someone who can. You dumping your emotional chaos on someone who's already running on fumes? That's not connection. That's flooding. If you don't create emotional friction between your feelings and your expression, you're not being honest. You're being impulsive. This is what self-regulation actually looks like. Not shutting down, not spiritualizing the spiral. Just slowing the fuck down long enough to check if what you're about to say is fair, necessary, and digestible. Psychologist Marsha Linehan built an entire framework around this in DBT, distress tolerance. Meaning, not everything that hurts needs to be shared right now. Sometimes you just have to feel it without outsourcing it. You can still express, but do it with precision. I'm noticing a lot coming up and I want to talk, but I want to make sure it's not a dump. Can we check in later? That's how you stop dumping and start relating.
Stop dumping, start relating.
Stop dumping, start
relating.
Oh. It's not like it's bad. But
the TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was fucking annoyed with it.
It's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a lot of, there are right ways to do things.
And yeah. And like, it's not, I don't think it's talking to people who actually do that.
Mm.
It's talking to people who don't, like, it's talking to the people who don't have the capacity.
Right.
For it, right?
Oh, interesting.
Like, yeah, the targeted audience is like people who are like, oh yeah, man, I just like, I
gotta
really
get it off my chest.
I really have trouble just like,
right,
keeping things to myself, and I just like, how, like, I'm being impulsive. But I feel like the people that are resonating with that,
right,
are more of the, oh my god, I have this really fucking annoying coworker, right, who just like fucking talks to me,
or my partner does
and
this
they
all
don't,
the time. Yeah, that's true.
And then it informs, it like creates those rules of, oh, this is the correct way that you're supposed to connect with me. So next time you want to tell me something, why don't you do this instead? Because I don't have the capacity for it.
Hmm. It's a tricky one because there's, you know, like learning new ways to do things is helpful. Mm-hmm. That is good.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I agree with what the dog was saying.
That's the clip.
Yeah. But the whole like someone being able versus being, or being willing versus being resourced enough.
Mm-hmm.
How are you deciding that for the other person?
That's the thing,
right? Like, are you like, oh, I don't think you're resourced enough. I know you're saying you want to take this for me or like hear this from me, but I don't think you can handle it.
Yeah.
So it's more like the last part is better. Like, hey, can we check in?
Yeah.
That's a better thing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
My thing is like, wow, this, what a great framework. Not like the distress tolerance. Like that makes a lot of sense as a framework.
Mm-hmm,
but like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the way that we should be relating to each other and asking people.
Gotta make sure you have the capacity.
Yeah. And I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to this. Who are these people that have such great mastery over their emotions or like mastery over like awareness of their emotions that they are able to not only handle that distress tolerance or that distress, but their partner is also like completely aware of their emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you're aware of your, like, it's really outsourcing boundaries.
Right.
At that point.
Right. Enforcing other people's boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, or yeah, you trying to enforce other people's boundaries,
yeah,
not having them do it.
Yeah. And like, cool, no filter philosophy. So it's supposed to be a little bit more edgy.
Right.
But like, God, it made me feel really gross.
And I just really don't like the whole, like, if someone tells you that they want to like have a conversation with you and you're like, oh, I got some heavy stuff to say. And they're like, okay, let's talk about it. Who are you to be like, I actually don't think you can handle it.
Yeah, prove to me that you're well-resourced
enough. Like, you can decide, you know what, actually, I don't think I want to have this conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't. It's not your place to be like, I want to have this conversation, but I don't think you're actually ready. Like, are you, like, you have to tell me. Yeah, prove to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's just a whole thing.
It's interesting.
Huh.
And then, yeah, are we just turning into robots? Hello,
but
Janet. I have something I would like to talk to you about. I have sat with this and I would like to check in.
I have processed.
Please let me know when you have emotional capacity.
Yeah. And also, like, that is the kind of shit people love.
People love
that shit.
People love rules.
They love rules. They love knowing how to be right, how to do the right thing.
And that's why I'm also like, this is for the people who are like, these are the people showing up in Caria being like, I think people are just so negative these days.
Yeah.
Like, God damn, man. Like,
we're always knowing how to do the right things, apparently. Or need to know how to do the right things.
Yeah.
Because if our rules are the right things, then it's okay that we're controlling other people.
A freaking man.
That is the message.
The only good dystopian future is my dystopian future.
Yes, of course. Well, man, the world. I don't have great hope for it.
No, I was talking to somebody recently about like the field of work that we're in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my hottest take is like, I don't know if it's ever going to end.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
But like, there's always that like organizational direction between like,
right, that is the goal.
We can do this. We can end this.
Like, our goal is that we don't need to operate anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible. Though the world is going to be radically different in like 100 years. So who knows? Which is a crazy thing to think about.
We should have the cordyceps invasion.
Mm-hmm. Anytime now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before 2030.
God, that's scary. I need to get my attic like sorted out, I guess, or something.
The spores.
The spores.
The spores.
Oh, at least Rue can't get infected.
That is helpful.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like I didn't know that was a thing, but apparently that's canon.
Yeah, because when the dogs were attacking, I was really stressed. I was like, this, they're bleeding. Yeah. Like, what is the difference here?
Yeah. But apparently the dogs can't get infected.
That's good.
It's canon from first season. I don't remember that, but it's a thing.
Because cats can get infected with COVID.
Can they?
Yeah.
Cat COVID?
Cat COVID.
What about dogs? Care less about cats. I'm just kidding.
No, I don't think dogs.
Interesting.
Do you want to play the celebrity guessing game?
Yes.
If you...
Oh, is this the one where we put things on our forehead?
I don't know. Because I could go on more about how much I hate that video, but...
I think we should post it, though. We could post it on Instagram and say that we hate this video and find out why.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Coming up in a batch near you.
Oh, yeah. I guess we could wait. Just save it.
I've never played this game.
I can see that.
No, I don't hate the idea of...
But wouldn't we want to do it the week of?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, right. That's true. We have 16 followers.
And we know none of them.
We don't know any of them.
Set up. Split into teams of two players.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Uh-oh. We are a team.
Another multiplayer game we're playing with two people.
Excellent.
I played Cheat on Neopets this week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
How
are your Neopets doing?
They're dying.
Yeah.
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 I don't think they ever die, though. So they're just constantly in a state of pain.
No, mine has not eaten in 1,100 days.
Yeah. So. They're resilient, man.
And I think the reason why they exist is so that I could play Cheat almost 3 years ago. Aim of the game. Get your teammate to guess as many celebrities as possible during each round and be the team with the highest score at the end of the game.
Okay.
So...
We're going to just be playing together, yeah. I guess. Okay.
I think we'll still be like a little competitive.
So what are the rules for what we can say?
I don't know. How to play. Teams play one at a time. Decide who will be guessing. Pick a card at random. If their teammate correctly guesses. Players must not say the name of the celebrity.
Okay.
No shit.
Okay.
Otherwise, they forfeit their go. That's it.
And if I don't know this person, can I just skip them?
Sure.
Okay. Or you can also skip them.
Thank you for not having a double standard.
I only get this. Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Okay.
Do we have like a time limit or we just go for a while?
We've got
a little timer.
Oh, fuck. We've got an hourglass.
Is it starting?
No, it's halfway.
Oh, okay.
So I'm letting it drain. Reset. That is one of the difficult things about hourglasses,
yeah,
isn't it? You been watching Survivor?
I watched this week's.
Then we got some fun betrayal.
Yeah. Who went? I don't even remember. I was there. I watched. Oh, yeah. Shaheem.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was sad. Mm. I liked Shaheem. Mm. I think maybe that's why this is boring this season.
Why?
Well, because all the strong people are just like, they just keep going.
Yeah.
But I really can't wait for Camilla and Kyle to be at the end. I really need one of them to be in the final three.
I think one of them has to win.
To be like, this is everything we've done.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard if both of them are in the final three. Because it's going to be really hard for them to like distinguish from each other, I think. Specifically, I think it's going to be hard for Camilla to distinguish from Kyle.
Yeah. I think it's going to be really difficult for Joe to own
anything.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, Joe's going to win. And I'm like, to be fair, I haven't watched the last two. I missed two, I think, or one. I'm like, I don't know what Joe's doing. He's smart, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's a smart guy. Like, his instincts are on point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, when
like he was wrong about Shaheem, but he was questioning. He was like, I wonder if they're, when he said, I wonder if they're in a secret alliance. I was like,
the fucking tribal thing where they were like, we were like going inside Joe's head.
Oh, that was so funny.
I've never seen, that's never happened in tribal before.
I don't think
so.
It's like zooming in on his face and getting really,
that was Do you remember Mike from Marianne season?
Mike.
He was also like, I was playing with honesty and integrity. Oh. And then he couldn't own his game.
Right.
Or like the way that he got fooled and got played by people and then like wasn't honest.
Right.
When he voted people out.
Right.
And he's like, no, because you flipped on me first. And they're like, no, that was a lie.
Right.
And he's like, well,
oh, shit. Yeah, I think Joe might.
That's the same thing with Joe.
Right.
I don't think Joe or Eva are winning.
No, I can't imagine.
Unless they're at the end with Mitch.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Mitch can maybe talk himself into it.
It's interesting. Mitch, the edit with Mitch, the story with Mitch is like, I think it's making more sense why Mitch didn't do anything until six.
Yeah.
Because like, all of those stories of like, or those bits of like him telling a story and everybody like, we love Mitch.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. He feels like he's part of the group.
Yeah.
And so he believes them. And like, in this last episode, he was like, I've been waiting till six, and they said we could make a move at six.
Yeah.
So
it seems like he's been intentional with his decision to chill.
Yeah.
Which I think is important.
And maybe not the smartest thing.
No.
Long term for him.
No.
But
if he can convince the jury that that was super intentional and the reasons why that was intentional, then that would help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though, again, similar thing to Joe, like he's getting played. He got played the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, he's been on the wrong side a lot, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I going first or are you going first?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay, you go. I'm going to be really bad at this.
Okay. I'm flipping and I will smack my forehead with it. Ready?
Okay.
And you go.
I describe it to you. Okay, we're playing this differently than I thought.
Oh, what do you...
Okay.
Oh.
She's got a nickname that's three letters. She's dated
RBJ.
And married a lot of
RBG.
People. She's just married to Ben Affleck and then they got
divorced.
J-Lo.
Again.
Yeah. I should have started with that. Oh, can I say same first name as the one we just did?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes. famous soccer player. He owns the Miami team now.
David Beckham.
No. That's the you're right. He plays on the Miami team
Ronaldo?
Now.
Ronaldo?
No.
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 Messi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't own it, please. Oh, he dates only women who are
Leonardo
under
DiCaprio.
25. famous basketball player. He's huge.
Shaq.
No, one of the other ones.
One of the other ones.
I don't know what team he played on.
Huge.
He's maybe a Bulls player. No. Skip it.
Yao Ming?
No, skip it.
Skip it?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to just skip.
LeBron James, not huge.
I guess not really.
Huge enough.
Huge to me.
Maybe the greatest basketball player of all time.
She is a queer icon. She's a singer. She's a little older than that. She's done a lot of different things with her appearance. She wears a lot of crazy costumes on stage.
That
she
is
played
Chapel Rhone.
Super Bowl. She
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I haven't been looking at the timer. Time's up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we got five.
Okay, I think I was playing this differently then.
What were
I
you,
thought
what
I was going to describe them to you.
That's fine.
But
I like
this,
putting
this
it
works.
On the forehead,
yes.
You know?
Okay. I think I saw two of them, though. That's fine. Because I thought we were playing differently.
Mm.
Okay. And go.
Was Iron Man.
Our DJ.
Yes.
Robert Downey Jr.
Played the Super Bowl while pregnant.
Rihanna.
Yeah.
Nice.
Has really big muscles and is a cartoon character. Is a sailor.
Oh, Popeye.
Yeah.
I was never going to get that otherwise.
You just got it. Baby.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. in Runaway Bride and Pretty Woman.
Oh,
Ocean's 11.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Ocean's 12.
Oh, my God. Why
and
can't
Ocean's
I? 15. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I was really blanking there for a second.
Smacked Chris Rock.
Oh, Will Smith.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Where are we at? We good?
Yeah. Is a martial artist actor.
Jackie Chan?
Yeah. We're still good.
Okay.
Died young, famous for the skirt flying up over the subway.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yep.
She young when she died?
I don't know. Shares my birthday.
I don't know that one.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, okay. That's fun. That's a good fact.
Yeah.
We got a lot. Oh my gosh, we got so many. We got 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We're good at this.
I guess we're not like necessarily competing against each other, but we are going to see who is the best guesser and the best describer.
Okay. So let me put Oprah Winfrey off to the side.
Can you take the hourglass?
Sure. Okay.
Oh. I could clip that too.
Yeah. Okay. 3, 2, 1. You're covering half the name. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Pass? Oh. Kylie Minogue?
I don't know who that is. Oh.
How was I covering half?
He's an animal. He goes on the top of a tower, loves a woman who's blonde.
King Kong.
Yeah. Everyone thinks she has butt implants, famous for a sex tape.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
I think these are in alphabetical order.
Yeah, they totally are. Pirates of the Caribbean. With Will, the
Johnny Depp,
the actress.
Oh,
she's
Keira
also
Knightley.
In yeah.
Case.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna switch.
Okay. Oh, bald, Fast and Furious.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah. The famous Christmas song. Singer.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, did you like that? That did not sound Christmassy at all. Oh, he's gone a little crazy. He's an actor.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. That was good.
I already saw his name was in there.
One word.
Time's up.
Okay.
Did you even flip it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I was not watching it, though. Madonna. Okay. Do I give the timer back to you?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I don't have that many cards left. We'll see if we can get through the rest of them. Okay.
There are more cards as well.
Here. Okay, my computer went to sleep. Hold on. There we go. Okay. Are you ready?
No.
I'm not ready also. Okay, now I'm ready.
And go. Played on the Bulls, basketball player.
Oh, Michael Jordan.
Yep. Is married to Benny Blanco.
Selena Gomez. That was going to be my hint for her. That's the one name I saw.
Is Black Widow.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson.
Yep. Famous boxer.
Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
Also, actually, I did see that one too, and that was the hint I was going to give.
Dead nun.
No.
Really old nun from...
Mother Teresa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not how I would have described her, but okay.
It's the climb.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. I've got the moves like
Jagger, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
That was good.
I have a dream.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Bullock, actually, as she prefers.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Time's up.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling would have been good.
He's hot as
I'm just Ken.
Okay, I dropped a bunch of cards. Hold on.
I
got too excited by Ryan Gosling.
I think we know what our best setup is here.
What do you mean?
Me describing, you guessing.
Yeah.
We're crushing it.
Yeah, we are crushing it.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm too slow.
I don't know what.
When I describe, I'm too slow,
are you?
I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Here, you want me to take it? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, all Pirates of the Caribbean, you already said
Johnny
his name.
Depp.
Yeah.
Famously an alcoholic.
Yeah. Another third like name you. Of the same. She is funny. She fell on stage at the Oscars.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Third name of the same.
Yeah, that's nice right, one. Right?
What?
He like is kind of a Nazi.
Jake Paul?
No.
Logan Paul.
No.
Elon Musk.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeezy. Not Yeezy. Kanye.
Yeah.
What? Did you say Yee?
Yeah. I'm not gonna be able to describe.
Honestly, not even kind of a Nazi, just a Nazi.
Just a Nazi, yeah. Yeah.
Pro.
Oh, is a fish? Famous fish?
Nemo.
Yeah. Famous fish. She's a singer. She's a judge on American Idol right now. She's
Katy
she's
Perry?
Married. Yeah. Actually, she's not a judge right now. I was wrong. But
good thing I'm not actually up on American Idol.
Rocky.
I'm still alone.
We're done. I have not been paying any attention.
I do like how you describe their jobs as if that narrows anything down.
I feel like I needed to. Maybe it's not the best strategy. Okay, I need more cards. I don't have any more.
Damn, we are.
We're ripping are really through. Oh, God. Sorry to everyone who's not listening.
I'm just kidding.
I saw the first one.
Did I tell you I was talking to my dad on the way over here?
No.
That's and nice. I forget how it came up.
Okay.
But we were talking about the podcast.
Okay.
And
is he gonna listen?
Like, yeah, nobody's listening. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, no, nobody listens.
Literally no one listens. Yeah. We've had one listener in the past three episodes. We're just speaking into the void. Yeah, actually two maybe now, because Dredd did listen to at least part of an episode.
Yo, that's true.
I don't know if it counts it if someone only listened to half an episode, though.
What does it say that, like, all these people who are like, you should start a podcast are,
and
like,
then no one, I know.
What are you doing with your fucking lives?
I know.
What are you doing
this
before?
Is the thing.
What are you doing
before?
Like, you
don't before have an hour?
Thursday, your Thursday workout
oh
at 5 o'clock
God,
in the morning.
I hate them. Okay. Do I get the timer now? Or is it your...
I don't...
Yeah, because I was just describing for you. I was just
yeah,
guessing.
So I'll keep it. I think we already passed the timer back.
Oh, okay. So I put them in my...
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Barney Rubble's friend.
Oh, fuck. Fred Flintstone.
Yeah. Detroit rapper. Marshall Mathers.
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah.
I went Kendrick Lamar, but I don't actually know if he's from Detroit.
This is the other soccer player.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Those are all upside down.
Okay. Thor.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
He's also very sexy. Okay.
Okay. Han Solo.
Oh, is that Ian McGregor?
Red Hulk. From Brave New World. We talked about him on the podcast last week.
Not Pierce Brosnan. Why can't I think of his name? I'm blanking. I'm putting him down.
Car Company.
I know who it is. I can't think of his name.
Car Company? Last name is a car company.
That's not helping me right now. I'm blanking.
Famous silent movie actor?
Charlie Chaplin?
We're out.
Harrison Ford.
Not our best friend.
That would have been funny. Goop.
Goop.
We spend way too much time together. Fuck.
It's not like we talk about goop.
It's true. How did that? Okay.
I'm just gooped.
That was bad.
Gooped,
I'm sorry.
And gagged.
I failed. Harrison Ford, really. I really blanked on that one.
That was a tough one.
The pressure got me. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Hold on.
Okay.
Try to do something different this time.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay.
Titanic.
Kate Dawson.
You got the first name correct.
Kate Winslet.
Yes. Kate Dawson. Dawson. I mean, basically.
Rose.
Guitar player. Famous guitar player. I don't know. I'm not going to be able to. No.
Okay, pass.
That's all I can't
Chuck
really.
Chuck Berry.
Famous cartoon character. Big boobs. She's an animal.
Betty Boop.
No.
Big boobs.
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She wears red dresses.
Oh.
Famously.
She is not an animal. She's Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, she's not an animal. Right.
She's human.
She's human. Right. He laughs a lot, but he's sad.
Eeyore?
No. Okay. Joaquin Phoenix. Heath Ledger.
Joker.
Yeah. That was good, right?
No.
Oh my God, how do I describe this guy? He's in everything. He's older. Man Called Otto. What is he in?
Tom Hanks?
Yeah, he's in everything, but I can't think of a single thing. Famous movie director.
Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
We're out.
Okay. Was that better? You didn't like that again. You didn't like my describing again.
I'm glad that you moved away from just like singer. I need some cards.
Is there an, where? Oh, there's no more in the box?
This is not a difficult game.
No, it's not. These are pretty easy. Okay.
Look, Mother Teresa is right there, and I think Kanye's right there.
Yeet. That's what they call them. No, they call them yay.
Yeah, I think it's yay.
Oh, well, then that was embarrassing. Yeah. That's the only reason it was embarrassing.
I thought you were saying, like, yee, and I was like, Baker Mayfield? Why would you, how would you know that?
That's not something I know.
There's the story about one of the quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, in the draft, like, a long time ago.
Okay.
That he, like, walked into the Browns facility and was like, yee. And, like, the coaches were, like, just singing his praises, like, yeah, I walked into the room and just
did so much energy.
Did something like a hee hee. And everybody was really into it.
Okay.
Who's, am I it's raising?
No, I'm raising because you. I just gave you the timer.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And go.
Has a cartoon character but lost his hand.
Oh, Captain Pirate. Hook?
Yeah. Is in Lord of the Rings and is pretty gross and loves my precious.
Oh, Gollum.
Yeah. Honestly, one of my favorite actresses that is in La La Land, Easy A.
Emma Stone.
Yep.
Like, that does not help me.
Is in Ocean's 11 and Ocean's 12. Is Ocean.
Brad Pitt.
No.
Brad Pitt. No, it's not. Oh, it's fucking, what's his face? George Clooney.
Yeah. is dead.
Okay.
Is a cartoon.
Okay.
Is kind of spooky.
Marley? I don't know. I'm skipping it. Are we out of time?
No.
Okay.
Is also a famous martial artist actor.
Oh.
But an older one.
Oh, fuck no. I don't have it.
Yeah, fuck no is the answer.
I don't got it.
Used to be president and is black.
Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Obama. We're out of time.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That was Marley.
Oh, Bruce Lee. I would never have gotten that. Casper the Friendly Ghost would have never gotten that.
Don't know him.
Don't know. I've never met him. Oh, I'm not talking to the mic at all. Okay. Oh, I can see.
Do you want to keep the timer?
No, you can keep
I feel
the
like
timer.
I still
you're watching time. It. I'm not paying any attention.
Okay, let's get going.
Was married to Brad Pitt, 1,000 children.
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
1,000 children. Are you a feminist?
We hate her, author of Harry Potter.
J.K. Rowling. Yeah. She who must not be named.
Oh, main character of the series we just named.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was Daniel Radcliffe.
Is that
his name?
Yeah. Oh my God. She's in everything. Les Miserables. She's a singer.
Anne Hathaway.
Yes.
She sings.
She sings. Okay. Hidden in Attic. Wrote Diaries.
Jane Eyre?
Wrote Diaries.
Hidden
in Nazi Germany.
Oh, Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know, that was bad. Really smart guy, big hair.
Einstein.
Yeah.
Luke, I am your
Darth
father.
Vader.
It's actually, no, I am your
That's
father.
That's true, actually. Okay. Likes to meditate. Famous for meditating.
Buddha. The Dalai Lama.
There you go.
Okay. I had to try both.
Is it done?
Yeah.
Okay. Buddha. Famous for meditating. Buddha.
Honestly.
Honestly, yeah. Okay, are you ready? We'll play one more round and then...
Okay.
Okay.
And go. The Beehive.
No.
Singer.
No.
One of the most famous singers in the world.
Cher?
Fan base is called The Beehive.
Oh, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, that did not make any sense to me at first.
Dead rock and roll singer.
Okay.
Died on the toilet.
Michael Jackson?
No.
No, he did not die.
He's all shook up.
No.
He ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah.
I didn't know he died on the toilet.
Yeah. Also a famous singer, gay. But boy gay.
That's not
Has glasses. Tinted glasses.
Tinted glasses?
English. British. Friend of Princess Diana.
No.
Has collaborated with Dua Lipa recently.
Oh, Elton John. Yeah. Fuck off. That's embarrassing.
The Rock.
Dwayne.
Yeah.
We're on a first name basis.
Rapper, Canadian rapper. Potentially a pedophile.
Drake.
Yes.
Potentially a pedophile.
Last one. Famous Indian artist, woman. Unibrow.
Mm-mm. Oh, Frida Kahlo?
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I wish I hadn't gotten it after Unibrow. I wish I got it first. Oh, I'm going to hate myself a little now.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. We got a lot.
Yeah.
I think I was a better guesser than describer, but then I kind of lost it at the end.
You know, I think we went in. I think we had a good time.
I had a good time. We can never play it again, though, because it's just all the same celebrities.
Yeah, we got through all of them. That's crazy.
Yeah, I got a few. I got like 1, 2, 3. I got 6 more.
Why don't we end the thing on...
The question?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could change one thing about me, what would it be and why?
Oh my God, so many things. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Just a very clear, obvious answer.
Really? Is there?
Oh, what do you think I'm insecure about? What's the pain in me you'd like to heal? Jesus.
My God.
What are you hesitant to tell me?
Oh, nothing.
How do you describe me to others? You've done this before, haven't you?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if you'll like him. No, I'm just kidding. He's a unique personality or something.
I can do that.
I don't know if I've said that. You're
very Aquarian. Well, what's the most important thing you didn't do but should have done?
I don't know.
If my life right now was a movie, what do you think the title would be? That's a fun one.
I don't know. I'm not good at that kind of thing.
If you could grant me one wish, what would that wish be and why?
What would your wish be if you could have a wish?
Unlimited wishes. Okay, why don't we do... Ooh, okay, we've got two.
Okay.
I'll let you decide which one you end on.
Okay.
The second one is, do your best impression of me.
Okay.
And the other one is, what do you think I think makes me sexy? I thought it was, what do you think makes me sexy?
Yeah, I don't like that question.
That's why I wanted to ask it.
Yeah, but I can answer what you think makes you sexy.
Yeah.
What do Everything.
You think? Wow. Now do an impression of me.
I'm not good at impressions. Okay, hold on. Let me think what you always say. You'd be like, oh, I can't say my name. Because you say my name in a certain way when you're disappointed in me.
Janet.
I'm blanking on all the things that you'd normally say to me. That's what I would use for an impression, but I've lost it all.
Do an impression of me.
Okay. I didn't like that.
I didn't like that.
We gotta end now. Oh, Rue is growling.
Ooh,
she did Rue not like growling. That.
Oh, I like going to the zoo and seeing the pandas.
That is not what I sound like.
Tell me about pandas. Tell me about the red pandas.
Well, the red pandas. See, I can't do it because then it sounds like I'm faking it, but they're so cute. They're fluffy. Oh my God, I saw a dog the other day look like a teddy bear. I've never seen a puppy that looked like a teddy bear so much.
They literally have a teddy bear cut.
Yeah, maybe that's what this puppy had.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
What else is your favorite animal at the zoo?
The wolves.
Yeah.
The otters, now. Yeah.
The otters? I can't do
the
wolves.
The otters? Otters?
I like the giraffes.
Oh, I like the giraffes.
I like the Africa
But
exhibit.
I've seen them in real life, so it's kind of
Me too.
Less impactful now.
You don't know that I've been to the continent of Africa.
Have you been to the continent of Africa? What? How has this never come up?
I don't think you're really interested in my life.
That is not true, but I don't just go around asking people if they've been to Africa. Well, we'll have to talk about this.
Here's a interesting question for Jeremy.
Okay. Like, I need to ask him between now and next recording?
No, but like, where am I going with this?
I don't know.
There's like the whole Big Bang thing.
Yes.
I want to know how far Jeremy considers his ancestry to go back for.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That'd be a good question for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's to the beginning.
I want to know.
Our ancestors are rocks.
Right.
And dust.
And little, like, amoeba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like rocks and dust are a little bit more controversial
than amoeba.
Than amoeba.
Okay.
Amoebae.
Amoebae.
Amoebos.
I'm still rattled that you didn't tell me I talked about Africa so much. How did this never come up? Ago. What? I'm so rattled.
Sorry. What do you expect? You like, oh, I went to Africa. I had to learn how to braid my hair because I went to Africa.
Yeah.
I saw all these things because I went to Africa.
Yeah.
And then I just chime in like, actually, I've also been to a part of the African continent.
Where did you go?
I think your trip is just more impressive than my trip is.
Well, I still want to know about your trip.
Okay. Till next time.
Okay. Till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.